Hello.
Hello, this is Olivia. Thank you for trying to call me.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I'm just giving you a call the other day. I know we had talked about y'all's property on Holcomb. And I got your text message, and I just wanted to kind of resurface the conversation.
I don't really see a need for that. I think we've pretty much decided that's not going to be in our best interest.
I apologize. Can you remind me what our last conversation kind of ended on?
I think we were just going to think about, what you said to us and, kind of do a little research. And, we have decided that we don't think it's probably the best way to go.
As far as selling it for cash? Or doing...
Yeah, I think we, probably would be better off to go just a traditional selling route.
Sure. Well, there's multiple ways to solve a Rubik's Cube, and, just because we can't do something on that, side of things doesn't mean we can't work at a different angle. And, I'd be more than happy to, get you and assist you with what you're looking to do, just to kind of reiterate a few things. You don't want to put any more money into the property. Property's updated, HVAC, floors, basement. I mean, you don't want to touch this money, and you're not willing to take it, a discount.
Oh, no. Well, we're not discounting selling it traditionally.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm saying if you don't sell it traditionally, you're not, willing to take a discount. So, I mean, then it puts you in, a different option.
Right.
So, and, I don't blame you. I get it. But I guess that, makes me ask, are you going to list it traditionally or are you, what are you going to do?
I mean, we probably will list it traditionally. Seems like we'd probably get the most for our money, the most money for it that way.
You would. I mean, if it's handled appropriately, you should. And you're not in a desperate position. So, it makes sense. And, you got some updates. And what else, what else do you need? If y'all kind of made your mind up to sell traditionally, what's your next step?
I'm sure it's just, getting with whoever we want to handle the sale.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'd love to be able to work with you, and if not, at least we had a good conversation, and, I'm sure that I can bring you an offer that's very reasonable.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely keep that in mind. Like I said, I was mainly just kind of curious to see what you offered, and we're not in any huge rush, and I think we'll definitely keep you in mind.
Sure. Have you thought about what you did want if you were to sell traditionally?
Not an exact number. Not yet.
Well, do you have a range?
I'm thinking somewhere between 2 and 250.
Okay. I mean, I think that's very reasonable. Seems like, you've done your homework a little bit, and I think that that's, an acceptable price. I think that, it would potentially bring that or maybe a little bit more. But, to price it at a appealing, tag, that would probably be the right direction.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, houses in the neighborhood, they take about, there's a month or, as long as 60 to 80 days in your area. So, and of course you got, the repair addendum if, they do that, but you got the time, so.
Yeah, I'm grateful that we can kind of take our time and figure out what's really gonna work out the best for us.
Yeah. So when do you want to list
I don't know. I'm sorry. I need to get off the phone. This conversation has gone on too long. I appreciate you and your time, but I'm not
Okay.
interested right now. And I feel like you're asking way too many questions. Like for somebody who I've said I'm not interested in this right now.
Okay. Well, I understand and I appreciate it. But when you're ready, if you're ready, you got my number.
Okay. Thank you. I
All right.
appreciate you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I appreciate you as well.